Good morning. Thank you, Minchamar. This evening will be at 4:10. There will be a late Maariv at 9:15. There will be a Parsha Under Pressure share at 8:15. Yes?
Yes.
Excellent. And there may be some other things. Sorry?
We hope so.
You hope so. Wonderful. Well, it'll be there. 8:15. We're on Halacha Dalad of Hilchot Chanukah in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And it now comes to the point where he offers the hierarchy of importance for what to use as fuel. What's the most important thing to use for fuel in Hanukkah?
Oil.
What kind of oil? Excellent. So this now, it turns out, is a debate between the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. For the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there are two tiers of preference. Number one, if you've got the everything's equal, use olive oil. If you can't find olive oil, the second tier is the best clarity. So if you've got an oil that's less clear than wax, you should use wax. We care about the clarity of the flame. For the Mishnah Berurah, there are three tiers. Number one, olive oil. If you can't find olive oil, you should use any kind of oil, irrespective of its clarity. And number three, if you don't have any oil, then you should use the thing with the most clarity, which tends to be wax. There may be other kinds of fuel. I wouldn't recommend experimenting, but wax would be next. So it turns out between the two of them, there is a debate about whether there's two tiers of preference or three, as we said. And it's not just material preference. There is a philosophical distinction between these tiers. For the Kitzur, there are two tiers. Either you just look for history, memory. I want to use the olive oil because that's what was used in the miracle. If you don't have access to the history, so just use whatever's brightest to make the biggest flame, the clearest flame, to make this miracle most public. For the Mishnah Berurah, there are three considerations. Number one is the memory, the history, what was used in this miracle. Number three is the clarity. But in the middle, there is a potency to the mechanics of oil, that even if the flame is less clear, less potent, less public, you should use oil over wax. And it strikes me, it might be because the mechanics of how oil works rather than wax is an important spiritual consideration. Number one, what's the difference between oil and wax, generically?
Wax is solid, and oil is liquid.
Okay, so the truth is there are a lot of differences. One is solid liquid. You can get solid oil lamps, I think, where they solidify, they freeze the oil.
Yes.
Or something, they gelify it, they put gel.
Or they liquefy the wax.
Or they liquefy the wax, indeed. It strikes me that one major difference is that oil floats and wax does not. That's, again, just me guessing. But in terms of midrashic rabbinic literature, a lot of times oil is a potent spiritual symbol because it seeks to ascend, it seeks to float, and that's a kind of symbol for how we should live our lives. But I think there's another way, and I could be entirely incorrect about the mechanics here, but the way that wax works to keep the flame alive is essentially by stopping the flame from spreading. It is a buffer that slowly melts. What happens to the wax? It either evaporates from the heat or it just drips down, which is why when you get drips from candles. How does oil work? It doesn't drip away. It doesn't stop the flame. It keeps the flame alive by slowly feeding it. And there is a preference to a mechanics where we're not just stopping the flame, but we're actually participating in the illumination. So even if the flame is less clear, we want to be part of it. So the preference for the Mishnah Berurah is, even if it's less public, less clear, we want to be part of spreading this miracle ourselves, as opposed to just being a impersonal passive buffer that stops it from spreading. Either way, Chananu Magash Batzakar Shbachol Zakot Etchis Walachin Hibol Tzmitzvot Shneimah Adonai Chafetz Zman Sid Ko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.